every day, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Hey folks, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner from The Revealing Truth. First of all, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for your support and making The Revealing Truth one of the most listened to Christian broadcast shows in South Florida. It's been an honor to bring you the Word of God over these past 7 years, and to see that word impact our region. Secondly, I want to thank you for your financial support of this broadcast. It has gone a long way in keeping us on the air. Many of you have been faithful to support our efforts, and we couldn't do it without you. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for your support. Thirdly, as you know, we're in the middle of our summer months, and I'm coming to you to ask you for help to help meet our on-the-air budget. WCNO has been a wonderful partner. However, the cost of having this show on the air has far outpaced the donations that have come in. We need your help to stay on the air. So that's why I'm coming to you today. I want to ask you, will you consider partnering with us to help us meet our financial obligations through the summer? Please take a moment today and consider what you can do for the Revealing Truth. Your support is vital for this program to stay on the air. You can make your best gift now by going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. That address again is mytruthchurch.com. And just click on that donate button. You can call our corporate office at 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. And we can take your donation over the phone. I'm asking you today, will you partner with us? Will you help us keep this show on the air? Will you keep being a regional partner to bring the truth to South Florida? Thank you again from the bottom of my heart. And we look forward to what God's going to do in your life today. Now let's get ready for the Word.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Audacious people are willing to search out those who are in need. Now you have to understand, in the context of what's going on here, Rome, there was heavy persecution that was going on in Rome. They were hunting down Christians. They were feeding them to lions. They were crucifying Christians. As a matter of fact, there are history books tell us that there was a point in time that Nero literally took and lined Christians up on crucifixion poles leading in all the roads to Rome for 30 miles outside the city. The Christians were lined up on crucifixes like telephone poles leading into the city. The persecution was rampant. There's history tells us that he would take Christians and he would dip them in tar while they were alive and crucify them to a crucifix and put them around the edge of a field and throw a party and light them on fire to be lamps at the party so everybody could see what was going on. I mean, that's some serious persecution going on. Maybe we ought to consider that when we complain about how bad we got it sometimes. Come on, amen. So how many of you know that when Christians began to find out that persecution was going on like that, and when you walked around the city and you saw Christians burning everywhere and you saw Christians on crosses everywhere, people began to leave the city as fast as they could get out of the city. Many of them went and hid up underneath the city, which they were later found and killed. Over 500,000 Christians were martyred when they found them living underground. But a lot of them began to escape the city. But watch this. While everybody else was leaving Rome, here's Onesiphorus saying, "I'm running into Rome. I'm coming into Rome." And the Bible says not only did he come into Rome, but he was looking for Paul. He sought out Paul. That means he didn't even know where Paul was, but he was going everywhere to look for him. And he looked for him because he wanted to minister to him. He wanted to come encourage him. He wanted to come refresh him. I mean, you know that one of the characteristics of audacious people is that we got to be looking for people that are in very broken places in their life because they need ministry. They need to be loved. They need help. They need an encouraging word. They need to be lifted up when things are looking bad. They need somebody to come alongside them and say, "Everything's going to be all right. Is there anything that I can do to help you? I'm here. I'm here right now. What can I do to help you?" How many of you know churches that learn how to be brokers of hope are the same people that change cities? People that know how to flow in grace and hope are the ones that will change city. It becomes the foundation of the gospel that gives people a reason to live. Really, the truth that the gospel is the good news is not that you're just saved and going to heaven. It's that God has a plan for you here on earth that is about an abundant life. And you don't have to live in a place that's broken. You don't have to live in a place that's destitute. You don't have to cycle in and out of addiction or in and out of depression. But you can live in a place of freedom. And how many of you know when somebody brings that kind of news to your life when you're in a bad place, how many know that's good news? That means that we become brokers of hope. You say, "Well, I don't know how to be a witness at work." Well, you don't have to be a witness at work. Just be a broker of hope. You can tell when somebody's having a bad day. It might just be a little pat on their back when you walk by to let them know you're there. Come on, amen? I mean, there's not a lot of hope going on out there in the world right now. If you spend more than an hour watching cable news, you'll find out that there's nothing to be happy about. Come on, amen? There's all kinds of stuff going. The more you watch the news, the worse it looks. If you watch news too long, you will get hopeless. Help me somebody, amen? When you look at the news, there ain't nothing giving you hope in the news. If you look at the stock market, there ain't no hope in the stock market. If you look to Washington, there ain't no hope in Washington. Come on, there's only hope in Jesus. Come on, amen? Ain't nobody got hope but Jesus. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is one that can give hope, and he is the one who gave his life for us. He is the one that holds the world in the palm of his hand. He is the one that made a way for you and I. He is the one that gave us truth and revelation so that we can live the life of destiny that he's called us to. His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. And God's called us to be brokers of hope. That means we have to know how to search out and look for people that are hurting. And listen, watch this. If I'm going to be audacious and seek out those in need, that means I'm going to have to learn to live not by convenience, but I've got to learn how to live my life by conviction. I've got to learn how to live by leading of the Holy Spirit, not what's convenient to me. I mean, you know, most people today, we don't mind helping somebody if it's convenient. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let me just help you right now. It is never convenient to get involved in somebody's mess. Matter of fact, it's pretty inconvenient. It can be ugly. It can be hurtful. It could take a lot of your time and a lot of your money and a lot of your resource. It's never convenient to help people. It's never convenient to invest into somebody's life. This is what we do. You walk up to somebody and say, how you doing? Man, I'm telling you, I've been through the worst month of my life. Everything in my life's been turned upside down. My marriage is falling apart. My kids won't talk to me. I'm getting ready to be laid off from my job. I just don't know what to do. And this is what the church does. The church goes, here's some 2016 Christianity for you. The church goes, brother, I want you to know something. I'm going to be praying for you. I know it's bad out there. I'm just going to pray for you. If you need me, just reach out to me. Come on, amen. How many of us have ever said that? If you need me. I just got done bleeding all over you. I need a blood transfusion. I got 30 seconds of life left, and you're asking me if I need you. Help me somebody, amen. What we really mean is this, man, I care about you, but I just can't be bothered with it right now because I've got so much going on in my own life. I'm really just a little too busy. It's not convenient for me right now to get up out of myself and help you where you are. If I had more time or if I had more money, if I had more ability, I could spend some time talking to you and working you through this, but it's just not convenient for me. It's quiet in here now.
Hey folks, this is Pastor Jason again. I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? Mytruthchurch.com, click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again.
Here's what conviction is. Conviction says you don't even have to call me. When I know you're hurting, I come running. When I found out there's something going on in your life, I come looking for you. Come on, amen. because I know you need somebody to help you. I know you went off the rails somewhere in your life and you need somebody to come hold your hand. You need somebody to reach out to you. You need somebody to encourage you. You need somebody to refresh you. And if I don't see you at church for 3 weeks in a row, I'm going to track you down like a bloodhound. I'm going to call you. I'm going to text you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to come after you, because I know if you ain't in church, then you're going through something in your life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Why? Because I care for your soul. And the body of Christ, we need to care for each other's soul. And I care for your destiny. That means you got to care for my destiny. And you got to care for the destiny of the person that's sitting next to you, even if you don't like them. Come on, amen. See, convenience is this. Pastor, I'd like to help, but I got my own stuff. I got my problems with my own kids. I got my own stuff. My wife is mad at me all the time, and I got issues. But if I can ever get all this stuff taken care of, you can count on me, Pastor. That's a broken record I hear all the time. And I know people are sincere when they say it, but they don't understand that the point of their deliverance is when they get up out of that stuff and begin to minister to somebody else. Because when you begin to pour it out, when you become an encourager, when you become a refresher, when you start giving out of your life, you begin to get emptied out and you begin to pour into somebody else, then the Holy Ghost begins to move in and fill up the sail of your ship and begins to propel you in your destiny. Somebody said, I'm tired of being stagnant. Well, go help somebody. Come on, amen. Conviction says, I'm willing to go against public opinion to identify with your trouble. I mean, everybody else was turning away from Paul. But Onesiphorus refreshed Paul. And he refreshed him just by showing up. He just showed up. He didn't come there with a whole plan to fix him. He just showed up. He didn't bring him a bunch of letters. He didn't take him to hear a bunch of speakers. He didn't come in there and sing a bunch of songs. He didn't prophesy over him. No, he refreshed him and encouraged him by just sitting there with him and showing up. By giving his time, he gave worth to Paul. Come on, somebody. Amen. Paul, I'm here. I'm coming to your aid. I wonder what would happen if we would just show up for each other. Well, that's a whole new revelation for some of us, because most of our world is really about us. Matter of fact, we spend 97% of our day thinking about what we are doing and what's going on in our life. And what our response is going to be to what's going on in our life. That's not just you. I'm not picking on Truth Church this morning. That's everybody. We're programmed to have survival mode. Come on. We're programmed to look out for number one. That's why it took Jesus 3 years to teach us that's not how it's supposed to go. He walked and lived with us and said, no. If you want to be first, you got to go last. Yes. Come on, are you here this morning? Amen. Yes. Sometimes you just got to show up. Say that with me. Sometimes I just got to show up. You know, when Job was going through all that hell he was going through, the Bible says all of Job's friends showed up and they just showed up for 7 days and didn't say a word. Everything was fine. Huh? And on the eighth day, they started talking, and that's when it all went to pot. Come on, amen. The second thing I want to tell you is this. Audacious people are never put off by your circumstances. Audacious people are never put off by your circumstances. I've had it up to here with Christian people being so offended by the way somebody else lived their life. If you're that kind of Christian, you're probably in the wrong church, because we love people. Here's what Paul said to Onesiphorus. He said, he is not ashamed of my chains. He's not ashamed to be identified with my weakness. He don't care what anybody else thinks. He's coming to comfort me. Come on, amen. Listen, if you're going to be a blessing to people, let me help you this morning. Don't show up and help somebody and be all full of gloom and despair when you show up. If I'm in prison and they're about to cut my head off and I'm at the end of my life, don't come up and say to me, "I just feel so bad for you, man. This is horrible. What's happening to you? How are you living in here? Aren't you depressed?" Please don't come and do that. Come on, somebody, amen? "I'm so sorry that you have to die." Don't go to a hospital when somebody's got a death sentence and say that to them. Hello, come on, amen? He didn't show up with gloom. He didn't show up with doom. And listen, he didn't show up being super spiritual either. Come on, amen? Can I just tell you, there's people going through a tough time and being challenged in their faith don't need you to show up and be super spiritual. Because you know you're not that spiritual anyway. How many know at this point in time, the church is only 35 years old. They had miracles of people for the last 35 years being set free supernaturally from prison cells, being healed supernaturally. You remember in Acts chapter 12 when Peter went to jail and he's in there, he just goes to sleep. He's in there sleeping and an angel shows up and says, "Wake up, Peter, we're getting out of here. Open up the door." And Peter's kind of half asleep. He just walks right out of jail and everybody else is asleep and he's set free from jail. Come on, how many remember that? Come on. I know Onesiphorus could have just showed up and he said, "Guess what, Paul? I just want to tell you that tonight the angel of the Lord is coming into this place. And as you sleep, he's going to open up this prison. And me and you, we're going to walk out of here, Paul." Come on, how many know he didn't do that? No. The angel is not coming. I scared some of you, didn't I? Did you hear me? Amen. Quit building up people's hope in a false way. Listen, when you give people a false hope, you double the bondage of their life. I'm going to try that again. When you give people a false hope, you double the bondage of their life because you make them a deliverance that's coming that's not coming. Come on, amen. Paul, you're not coming out of this prison. In 3 weeks, they're going to cut your head off, Paul, but I'm here to hang out with you until it happens. Hello, come on, somebody, amen. Paul, I just came here to be your friend because I know you're going to face some things that are difficult. I'm here for you, buddy. You say, how could he do that? Because he understood that Paul could not put his faith in a solution that did not fit him. Let me help you. Everybody in this room will die. I don't care how much faith you got. You ain't going to enter into eternity until this body you're living in right now checks out. So you can be the greatest man of faith. You can be Abraham, but guess what? Abraham died. You can be Moses, but guess what? Moses died. If you look at Hebrews chapter 11, all the heroes of faith, and they teach on faith, how you know you're going to be in faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. You got to have faith for the supernatural power of God. But let me just tell you something about all the heroes of faith. They ain't here no more. They're up in heaven. And the great cloud of witnesses cheering you on in this life to live the destiny that God has set before you. Amen? Here's his solution. I will trust the Lord no matter what happens in my life. That would serve us well in the body of Christ if we would just be resolved to trust the Lord no matter what happens in our life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. He is holy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pure joy to have been with you for the last 7 years on the air. As I stated earlier, I need your help to keep the Revealing Truth broadcasting on the air for the rest of the summer. If I have been a blessing to you in any way, if this word has ministered to you, if you've been healed by hearing this word, if it's changed your perspective and helped you in your life, I'm asking you to help me now. Will you help me? Will you partner with me? If you're calling, you can call 772-461-8555, extension 0. That number again is 772-461-8555, extension 0. We will take your donation over the phone. Otherwise, go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button. From all of us here at Ignite Your World and the Revealing Truth, we want to thank you for helping keep us on the air. And thank you for partnering with us with your financial support this week. God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.